systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, June 29th, 2009. My name's Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thanks so much for checking out episode number 211. This motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday around whenever. Whatever the fuck. We need a set time.
Yeah, we should probably start doing that.
Would that help?
Probably.
Would more people be like, oh, hey, Oprah's on. We gotta go.
Right.
Instead of like, just watch the fucking jamhole.com/fucking Twitter.
Right.
And that's when it's on.
That's when it's on.
Check your local TV listings.
We should try to maybe have a set time.
Yeah.
If we could commit to it.
We've tried to do a lot of things that we haven't commit to.
Right.
This not being the least of those. But thank you guys so much. It is Monday night. Glad to have you all with us here. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback. You can type shit, we'll read it on the show. Or you can give us a call, 406-204-4687. That's the number. So we have Zach the Felon back with us this
evening.
How the fuck are you doing, Zach?
All right, doing pretty good.
I'm holding in my hand.
Yes, you are.
A copy of a DVD.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. A DVD of what am I going to find on here if I
believe the,
pop this into my drive?
The title of that is McMind's Pursuit.
McMind's Pursuit.
Pursuit.
As in Hot Pursuit?
And in Hot Pursuit, Need for Speed botches.
Yeah. I got to watch it.
Exclusive right here on the Jam Hole.
An hour worth of your car getting effed.
Yes. And then searching for this fuck in the woods.
Can't find me.
And so I didn't. I thought it was just going to be like just the chase, like that's all. But it's like the chase, and then what else is on there?
Oh, there's a bunch of stuff. There's my passenger being a little bitch.
So you had someone with you when this was all going down when you were making your great escape.
Yep, my great escape.
Who is this passenger?
This passenger's name is Jeff. I don't know if we want to go and say his full name because everybody's going to see that he's a little snitch, but...
Jeff the snitch?
Jeff the snitch. That's
Zach
what we'll
the felon
call him.
Driving with Zach this, or Jeff the snitch riding shotgun.
Yes.
It was his roommate's boyfriend. So, yeah, he after Zach evaded the police or whatever, he comes running out of the woods with his hands up and shit, and that's when you get to see...
So you guys will see this, and what I'm going to try and do, it's like an hour long, so I'm going to try and break it down into like a couple 10-minute clips that'll get the gist of what's going on.
Well, the chase is only about 10 minutes long.
Right.
Not even
so
really.
They chase you up into the woods, you lose them.
Exactly.
And then you guys both get out?
Yeah. We both get out.
And you both take off, like, come with me. Never say die, fucking handcuffed together, Thelma and Louise style.
And he just bitches out.
So what happened? You guys were both running together, and then all of a sudden you look back and he's gone?
Yeah, pretty much all I heard was, fuck this shit. And he,
fuck this shit.
And he turns
fucking,
around and gives himself up.
He just flips a bitch and
then
goes...
Yeah, he just flips a bitch, dude. And all I hear is get your fucking hands up, get down on the ground, this, that, and the third. And I'm already a mile into the
but
woods.
But you can like hear all this echoing through the forest and shit.
Oh, dude! Like at one point in time, this guy comes in with like an M4 carbine, just like gunning for me.
No shit.
He's standing like 10 feet from me. I'm in a white hoodie. Like I've told everybody this before.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm laying on the ground, you know. And he walks away, so I start heading up the hill. Well, once I get to the top of the hill, I can see them trying to tow out the car. I can see everything.
And you're just sitting there watching this shit?
And I'm just sitting there watching this shit go down.
And you see the snitch in custody?
Yeah, I see the snitch in
custody. See, you should have handcuffed yourself to him. That's why they do that in movies.
Yeah, but the snitch, oh my God.
Wait until you see this, fellas.
If you'd have known him...
Is he local?
Yes.
Is he in jail still also?
No. Actually, he didn't do no jail time because he wrote a 2-page statement on me.
Really? And do you have the statement here?
Yes, I
just
do.
Read it, yeah.
Can I see it?
Yes.
Can I maybe read some of it?
He, if you know him in real life, he acts all thuggish and like hardcore.
Oh, he's hard and, shit
like,
in real life.
Oh, yeah. And then you see this, and he's shaking like a fucking leaf and like choking on his lip. He's like...
Here we go. Pass that over to him, please.
And my statement's 2 sentences long. It's wonderful. It's really good, though. I mean...
Jeff Cravier. C-R-A-V-I-E-R.
Craver.
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 C-R-A-V-E-R.
Yeah.
A.K.A. The Snitch.
The snitch.
Okay, so I was just minding my own business... And all of a sudden, Zach kidnapped me. No.
Pretty
How
much,
awesome
dude.
Would that have been?
Pretty much.
Okay, so I was just meeting Zach, meeting... Oh,
he
God.
Can't spell or write for shit.
I guess
so
you, don't have, you don't have a spell check to rely on when you're writing it out by hand.
Yeah.
I was just meeting, M-E-A-T, Zach for like 3 days, and he was staying at my girlfriend's house, and I asked him if he would give me a ride across town, and he said yes. So we get to my house, and he brings out a little bag, so we start smoking some pot. Then we are on our way back, taking back roads, jamming out at this song came on as Zach started speeding, and we came over a hilltop on Cemetery Road and seen the troopers, the super troopers.
The right. super troopers.
Carwell, anyway, what the fuck language is this in?
Dumbass.
Jesus Christ. Any we going to get pulled over, and then Zach started tripping out and saying he was not going to go back to prison.
Never been to
over
prison.
Over and over again. I'm not going to jail, man.
Fuck this shit. Oh, my God.
Red Fox says, meeting Zach sounds kind of gay.
Yeah.
meat.
Like
that's
meat.
Awesome.
No,
it was
sorry,
a hot
man.
Meeting, if you know what I mean.
Whoa.
I'm not going back to prison over and over again. And he started going faster and saying, was like, dude, if you're going to do this, let me out of this freaking car. So he was like, okay, whenever I stop, or start running, buddy. He was like, okay, whenever we stop, or like, whenever I stop or come to slow down, he would let me out. But then we get it on. Then we get on the highway and keep going. So then I put my seatbelt on and said a little prayer
Pussy.
To God because I'm religious
right.
and a big faggot. And on started tripping out on him, telling him to stop that. I died. Oh, I did. What? I did not need to get in trouble for some shit. Any guy that writes his eyes with a heart for the
fag.
Dot is a huge fucking homo.
It's like this giant like circle thing over it. It looks
and
like
this
a
is
stick
like,
figure with no arms or legs.
And this is some G'd up like...
Yeah,
oh, yeah
he's
a gangster,
hard,
dude.
Right?
He's Wait, supposed to be a fucking gangster from Texas or
yeah,
some shit.
Yeah, word, Wait, word,
oh,
son,
oh,
word.
He told me this one story one time. Oh,
oh word, word.
I bust a cap in the motherfucker,
oh, shit,
man.
Yeah,
the motherfucker's raining and shit,
Wait till
man.
You see it.
Wait till you see the video.
Is he on the video?
Yes.
Like,
oh,
shaking
yeah.
his
yes.
shit?
Shaking like a fucking leaf,
all
crying.
All dressed up, all G'd out and
oh,
shit.
Oh, that's so fantastic.
Oh, it's so great.
I'm not going to get in trouble for some shit I died not even do. So he keeps going. Well, then we turn off on Forest Hill Road, and then we took... Thin. I'm losing weight. I'm looking very thin.
Yeah.
And then we took... We took some driveway to somebody's house and started... Does he know A-N is not and?
He's
like,
a dumbass.
There's a D
so.
On and. You can't just say and.
He is from Texas.
Oh, is that an excuse?
I don't know.
I guess it's a
Maybe
reason.
Maybe his mom fucked her brother,
well,
and that's
well,
what happened.
My sister's my cousin.
That makes sense, I guess. You'll get some effed up genes from that kind of fucking pool. That don't work so hot. And then we took some driveway or something, and then, oh my God, started going off in the weeds, and then we took a little ditch. Oh, I know Lil Ditch.
Yeah, you
he,
know Lil
he
Ditch?
With Lil Wayne.
Yeah, Lil
yeah,
Wayne
okay,
and Lil
word,
Ditch.
Word.
They rolled together.
I didn't know he was there, too. That's sick, yo.
Wow.
And we took a Lil Ditch, road, and wrecker, so then, Zach... Oh, maybe he's saying you're thin. You're Thin Zach. Was that your name? Was that your nickname?
No, not
in
really.
In your guys' gang, you were Thin Zach. He was
and
Fat
Jeff.
And
Thin Zach. Come on.
And then... and then Jack... Zach jumps out and tried to run up the hill in front of the car, but did not make it. So he turns around and goes around the back side of the car, up another hill to the right of the car, and he trying to tell me to come on, let's run. So, and I get out and start walking back. How old is this kid?
This kid's like 22, 23, maybe.
No, I thought he was about 24, 25.
Really?
That's what I thought.
Hey,
yeah.
Texas, how's your education system doing?
Education sucks in Texas.
Fucking Christ. That's what happens when you let all those fucking
And so he said that part right there about me running up the hill, then running back down the hill, and because they found fucking, they found weed on the dude. And so he's trying to pin that shit on me.
You came back down after you had totally escaped ditch the weed.
To ditch the
weed.
That
you had already escaped with.
Yeah, exactly. on the passenger side.
Amazing.
Fucking retard.
What a douche.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you get, I guess, for hanging around with gangsters.
Gangsters.
Texas gangsters. Okay. Wow. Oh, but that's what I was going to say. That's what you get, Texas, for letting intelligent design run rampant in your fucking school systems. You end up with a bunch of unevolved fucking retards. Don't know the difference between thin and I don't even know what the fuck he's trying to say. Then is that and then
and
I don't know. Oh fuck. So he said, come on, let's run. So I get out and start walking back towards the way out of the woods to try and find where the cops were. So I walked out with my hands up in the air and did whatever I was asked, and then I got arrested.
Dumbass.
Oh, what a jack fuck.
And then there's Danny's statement.
Okay, here's Danny's statement. I lent Zach my vehicle while I was at work so he could do some running around a silver Isuzu Rodeo 2004.
Period.
That's it.
That's it. And thank you, Danny. Thank you.
I don't give
a... That's awesome. Well, see, he called and said he needed to go sell some weed, and I was like, well, I guess you can borrow my 2004
Isuzu
Rodeo.
Exactly what I wrote is exactly what I knew at that point in time. I was like, I just let him borrow my car. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all
fucking,
I knew.
That's awesome.
And I went to actually go get some weed, but yeah. That didn't turn out the way I wanted it to.
Clearly.
Obviously.
That's amazing, but, though, that, like, you guys totally had it, and then he, like, is like, fuck this, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to get shot or something.
Fucking
like,
little pussy.
You're a gangster. Gangsters are supposed to get shot.
Just listen to him talk.
Idiot.
Oh, man. Just wait till the video, bro. God. You're going to be laughing your
ass
off.
Ask me why I don't make gangster rap music. Because I don't want to get shot. I know what happens to gangsters.
This
they get
video
shot and killed.
50
is
Cent
amazing
shot on time.
With him
botch
in it. I mean, the cop walks away, and he's got him in the back of the car, and he does not shut up the entire time. He's like, man, I ain't doing nothing. I don't want to go to jail. I ain't do nothing,
he's
man.
He's crying, too, dude.
To
he's straight
you
crying.
No, my girlfriend. Gangsters don't cry.
Oh,
this
motherfucker's
one does.
They sweat bullets.
This motherfucker's bawling and shaking like a bitch.
That's amazing.
Like, you see him against the car, and he's just uncontrollably
like
convulsing.
Like pissing his pants.
Oh, yeah, dude. He's straight crying, dude.
That's amazing.
It was amazing, and even though, like, I watched my car go off into the woods and stuff, I'm still enjoying this whole thing because of this kid.
Well, now that your car's fixed for now, you know, it's not that bad.
It's not a POS.
If you
would have
watched this, you know, 2 days after when you still didn't have your car and shit, you probably wouldn't
have
thought it was so amusing.
No.
So.
But it's really good, and I can't wait to get it up on YouTube, man. I'm really excited.
Well, thanks for making more work for me to fucking do.
Well,
and told him, hey, do you have this in WMV format so, you know, our friend can edit it easier? No. Here's a fucking DVD that you have to get auto GK and decode it and rip it and then recompile it back into a fucking AVI. And then you gotta take the AVI into another fucking program and rip it up again. It's like work.
Please.
It's work.
I'm
putting you to
pleased
work. I'll put you to work to fucking do it.
Well, you asked for a copy of it. You got a copy. You didn't ask for what kind of copy or whatever.
I should have specified.
I had to work for that.
Did you?
I had to work for that.
Okay. Well, we will all appreciate it once
I hope so.
The hard work and effort and lots of time of mine is put in on editing it. But I will do it because I would like to watch it over and over again.
It's very amusing.
Well, speaking of I am not pleased, get this. Transformers 2, right?
Right.
You guys remember Friday we had the vagina spiders drunk, wasted, destroying our living room. MySpace.com/vagina spiders.
There was so much beer cans and bottles.
Beer spilled. Dude, it was a mess.
Oh, yes.
Well worth it, though. Very amusing. I personally would like to apologize for all of this. You may hear this here and there throughout the fucking episode, the whole fucking thing. That was them.
They were drunk.
I didn't realize that at the beginning of the show. I'm like, okay, we're going to have four mics, so this one's on the actual desk. Don't set nothing down on the desk.
As soon as
the first beer got cracked, that was out the fucking window. Actually, it was probably as soon as I pointed out to their attention that there's a big purple dildo.
You noticed I took that away after so long.
Well, yeah,
like,
dude.
Let me see that.
You give these fucking adult men a fucking big dildo and they turn into little girls. They're like, smacking each other in the face with it and shit. It was very amusing. It was very hard to keep the show going with four of those fuckers over
playing
there
with
just
the dildo,
like,
taking their shirts off, and Tim's all rubbing on the other one like,
NSA, no shirts allowed.
I didn't realize it,
but that's what their tour is called. I actually went on MySpace.com/vagina spiders, and that's what the actual tour was called.
What is it called?
No shirts allowed.
No shirts allowed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought they were just being fucking dumb and drunk, but yeah, that's actually NSA, no shirts allowed. That's what their tour is called.
Yeah, so. I thought they were just being dumb and drunk.
Yeah, definitely check out their MySpace. I'm sure
topless for that shit.
Yeah, fuck yeah. If you guys are in the area in the Northwest, they'll be coming to a divey shithole bar near you. So it should be a good time if you like punk music. It's good stuff, though.
Love it.
And yeah, hopefully they'll be playing our after party for September 25th. I'll mention that again. September 25th, episode 250 will be a live audience show. It will not be on the feed. It will be recorded, and I've been talking to McNally. You guys may know him from the great film cinematographer, editor for all Keith and the Girls DVDs and videos. He has offered to edit our first one, so... Yeah, you guys will be able to check that out online if you can't make it, but you should definitely try to make it and come be a part of this momentous occasion of ours.
Most definitely.
So, right, speaking of not pleased me at all, we were talking about Transformers 2, the movie. Fuck you, Michael Bay, you faggot. Fuck.
Fucked
Rich Robots Transformers does $200.1 million
Holy
in
shot.
5 days.
We contributed
Damn.
To that.
Yeah, I want my fucking 20 bucks back, you fucking cunt.
Wait, who's 20 bucks?
My 20 bucks.
Wait, who's 20 bucks?
Start paying rent. My 20 bucks. I want it back, Michael Bay, you fucking twat. Unbelievable. In 5 days. I'm never going to make $200.1 million in my life.
Lifetime.
5 days. Granted, it took them, I think it was around $200 million to make
the
this
movie, yeah.
CGI ball of shit.
Shot.
Transformers Revenge of the Fallen finished its first weekend with a whopping $108 million domestic haul and did $200.1 million for its first 5 days. Final numbers Monday were down slightly from estimates reported a day earlier by distributor Paramount, but the sequel remained the second best 5-day gross ever, coming in $3.7 million behind The Dark Knight, which is the best one.
The shot.
Right.
Which is way better than Transformers.
Pretty much you're telling me not to waste my money to go see this.
Yeah,
fucking download that shit for free.
For free.
Because it's a piece of shit.
So,
and I guarantee, Michael Bay, you better save that fucking money, because as soon as these fucking retards see it once, you're not selling any DVDs. You're not selling any more fucking, oh man, that was so good, I gotta go see it again because it's so fucking amazing. Ugh.
So were the gangster Transformers? I mean,
they were hilarious.
See, there was a few amusing parts in it, but it wasn't 2.5 hours worth of awesome.
No,
it was it was shit. I could have condensed that movie into a bullshit fucking Devastator that didn't look anything like Devastator was supposed to fucking look like. A hot Megan Fox and the robot that fucking hump legs and the two gangster robots. Put that in like 20-minute fucking video and called it done. Here's Transformers 2, Revenge of the fucking Retard.
Saved you $1.95 million.
That would have been it.
I did like the leg humping robot. He was pretty cool.
I would have watched that for 2.5 fucking hours.
I want to change over to
retarded. And I started to read something that Ebert wrote because he was right on with it. He said, the sound coming from the robots, you could hardly make it out. Everything was turned up way loud, and that was cool. The sound was good, except when the robots were talking. You could barely fucking understand that shit. Probably because there was no actual fucking dialogue written for them. They're like, just go up there and mumble something incoherent, and we'll fix it
we'll
in
film
post.
It. We'll film
because
it.
Because you know
be
what?
Right.
It doesn't fucking matter, because there is no plot to this piece of fucking shit. We're going to go to the fucking pyramids, and that'll give us an excuse to make Devastator something that it's not even supposed to fucking be. He'll suck the top off of this fucking cock-looking pyramid, and we'll all jerk each other off with our $200.1 million.
Right.
Done. Yes. And that's the fucking movie.
It could have been way better.
It could have been way...
Much
you could have just not fucking made it.
Right.
And that would have been way better.
Yes.
Because then I wouldn't have been like, oh, maybe this one will be better because he's going to actually try this time.
No.
He didn't try.
No. You failed.
And you know what's number 12 that was actually a decent fucking movie?
What?
Angels and Demons.
That right? was a good movie.
You know what that tells me? People are
suck.
Idiots. Now, retards. What you do is you take everyone that went to go see Transformers 2. Same idea as what we were talking about a long time ago when people go and see fucking dumbass comedy movies and they're howling. You fucking, you have ushers and they go around and they look at who is not pleased with the movie and you get a gas mask. Here's yours, here's yours, take that, pass it to the guy over there, and then you gas the fucking place. And you keep doing that until people are not laughing anymore at these movies because that was ridiculous. Everyone that stood up at the end of Transformers 2 and applauded it, like, oh my god,
bunch
that was the
retards.
Most amazing piece of CGI I've ever fucking seen in my life, dead, gassed. I'd be sitting up in the fucking projector room with a sniper rifle just waiting, like, clap, motherfucker, I dare you, clap. And then as soon as they stand up, fucking boom, headshot. Oh, he was just leaving. All he's clapping, boom,
headshot.
Fucking headshot. Done and done. Not pleased at all. What a
no.
piece of shit.
POS.
But
and you
we
almost
did...
lost the damn ticket on the way in.
Yeah, and I told that story. I wish I fucking... It was a sign. I was like, just go back to the truck, Matt. Let Danny go see it because she might be slightly amused with it because she doesn't know. She doesn't know that's not what Devastator looks like, you idiot. You didn't even try. You didn't
the
even
big
try.
Dog looking thing.
You could have done much better. You didn't much. Even try. You needed some dumb fucking thing to come suck the top off your pyramid so your fucking sun sucking machine could have worked. Throw fucking Megatron into it or something. Don't destroy another piece of my childhood so your plot can make sense. You fuck. Not please.
Hey.
We should have took that money and saw Angels and Demons in the theater and
that
fucking
been
downloaded
it.
Transformers 2 instead of giving him our fucking hard-earned money and taking away from the director of Angels and Demons, which was actually pretty fucking decent.
Hey.
Tom Hanks is getting old, and that makes me sad.
Hey.
He might be the third one to die.
No.
Uh-oh.
I know.
Uh-oh.
That would make me sad.
Like
I enjoyed the Burbs. Do you remember that? He was like
my
age.
Wow.
A hot Tom Hanks. And Pig? That was good stuff, wow. man.
Good shot.
Zoltan.
Oh my god. Oh, anyways.
You see this big bump I have on my head? Do you see
yeah,
that?
I was
holy
gonna
shot, that's a goose egg, buddy.
What
fucking
that was
A
from.
It is. I'm about to knock myself the fuck out today.
What'd yeah. you do?
I was delivering water. And some fucking idiot put their water jugs right underneath this big giant fucking coat hook that stuck straight out. And I fucking bent down and grabbed the empty jugs and came up and
boom.
Fucking duh, rocked my
knocked
fucking
ya.
World. Oh. I was so mad. I was so mad when that happened.
Did
I
you
was
have to
like
sit down
oh,
and like hold
dude,
your
I
head.
Did. I thought I was bleeding, dude. I felt like I impaled myself on it. I was like, oh my god.
You're
bleeding.
Like, fuck Gatorade. H2O, bitches.
Oh, my whole head like oh. was throbbing after that. And I was so pissed that I did that. Because usually I'm very aware of what I'm doing.
That's a nice sized goose egg, too.
It fucking
I mean.
Hurts, dude. It's like, it's an indention in my my head, but it goes to match this other bump I have here.
I was gonna say that exact thing.
Look like you got some horns, bro.
What? What is the other one from?
From when I was like 4 or 5 or 6, when I was a little kid, I used to play soccer, and me and this other kid were running for the ball like as fast as we could, and we fucking collided mid-air collision, just boom, we both like dropped and just were like
that's what you get for playing soccer.
Yeah, I know. That's what I get for trying to be a fucking stupid
and
jock.
It just stayed like that.
Yeah, it hasn't healed yet. It's gonna one of these days. Either that or I got a horn coming in. I'm not sure
which. I
think
you got
either
a horn coming in.
I might. I very well might have a horn coming
in. That's just a cover-up story for his other horn coming
in.
Yeah,
you don't know. Yeah. You don't fucking know at all. But yeah, that was awesome. Like, we watched, you've seen The Da Vinci Code, right?
Yeah.
A long time ago when that came out. And these were books by Dan Brown, and I guess he wrote Angels and Demons first a long fucking time ago. That book's pretty old.
I actually read that book like 10 years
ago.
Yeah,
it's good stuff. And then he wrote The Da Vinci Code, and then they made all the fucking movies. And, you know, I never read the books, but the movies were really good. It's just like puzzle and cryptography and ancient religious shit, and it's twisty and turny. It's like, oh, it wasn't that dude, it was that dude. Yep. Oh my god.
But that was a good movie though, Angels and Demons.
It was badass. Very enjoyable. Much if you're gonna go to the movies and you're like Transformers 2 or Angels and Demons,
Angels and Demons.
Do yourself a favor and go see the Angels and Demons for sure.
Yeah.
And then The Proposal was number 2, number 3 was The Hangover, number 4 was Up.
Yet to see The Hangover yet.
I know, I want to see that.
I saw it and I fell asleep during it.
Really?
But I was really tired, so I don't know, it might not be the movie being boring. Like,
you should watch
it
again
sometime. Did you guys
do anything on like right after that movie came out, Mike Tyson's daughter died.
Right.
And she died of the, you know, strangulation by playing on a freaking treadmill.
Right.
Yeah.
Like that other dude did, David Carradine.
Yeah.
He died of choking himself out.
But, like, what I've seen of the previews of that movie...
What are you talking about?
The Hangover.
Was she in it? Mike Tyson's daughter?
No, Mike Tyson's daughter.
What does that have to do with anything, then?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
I just want to pour out a little liquor for her, too, you know?
You know. But no, what I've seen of it, Michael Jackson. I've had that
bite
on my freaking brain for the last
Christ.
Week. God, I've heard about fucking enough of that
so
shit.
So now, you know, I get real quick. You know, I get these OxyContin news alerts just to see all the fucking pharmacies that are getting robbed and how people are still killing themselves.
Yeah.
The latest one I got, every single news item was about Michael Jackson. Hooked on OxyContin, hooked on Demerol. This is what killed him. No, that was a lie. This is not what killed him. Yes, it actually was what killed him.
Oh my God.
What the fuck ever?
He liked to party.
Exactly. Yes. He liked to party and touch little boys, little faggot.
So that's awesome that... And then the fucking Billy Mays...
Yeah.
They're all dead.
Billy Mays here, and I'm dead.
Do you know what? You know what? Him and Michael Jackson and my father all have in common.
What's that?
It's
all
not
dead.
Touching little kids. No, they all died at the age of 50.
Oh man, that's
from probably a drug overdose.
Wow,
that's pretty fucking awesome. Which is awesome for me that like I am a bad motherfucker. Because I know I was doing way more drugs than those pussies.
Yeah.
And
you're
still
here.
And I didn't know, D. What's wrong, guys? You're not doing them right? Doing too much?
The stories you have told me, that would kill
I'm
a
invincible
lot of
is actually what the deal is.
Is that it?
You're fucking Superman.
That's it?
You're fucking
Shoot
Superman.
Me.
Shoot you?
I dodge bullets.
It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's Matt.
It's just Matt shooting at more oxys. It's cool.
It's cool.
Like, I don't understand. Maybe it's the age, and maybe I guess I could see that because they're 50 when they were, like, probably my age, cocaine was the big thing.
Yeah.
And if you do that, like, I was never that big into it. Like, I had my time with it, but not as much as I did pills. So
yeah.
A lot of that kind of use would have a strain on your heart, I guess, if you had a heart to begin with. So I can maybe see that. And then, you know, you're starting to get older. Instead of wanting to go up, you want to go down. And then your heart's like, well, I'm just going to take a nap then.
So I read on your, I think it was your Twitter the other day. If you heard one more bad Michael Jackson joke.
Oh, please.
Oh, man.
Indulge me, please.
Okay. Have you heard this one? What?
Yes.
What does... What does Michael Jackson and Walmart have in common?
Oh, something about pants half off.
Yeah, little boys' pants
half off.
Little boys' pants
next
half
one,
off.
Please.
Yeah.
I told you.
Okay.
One more.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Are you gonna go shoot yourself?
I'm thinking about it.
I was hoping. I
would accept that it wouldn't kill me.
I bet your ratings would go through the roof.
I would go to shoot myself in the head and just
bounce off.
Like unconsciously just dodge it and I'd be like, fuck.
Fuck, it didn't work.
This is hard.
You being invincible and me being with you and having sex with you
and being sick all the time, yeah, it doesn't
work
that way.
Am I gonna get
my invincibility is not sexually transmitted.
Well, I have been a lot
I'm
better.
Sorry. My AIDS and herpes, yes. My invincibility, not so much.
I have
I didn't think he had herpes. He never had an outbreak. It's because I'm invincible. I don't get outbreaks. Thanks.
Well, I have been a lot better since I've been with
Valtrex,
you.
That Valtrex, fucking awesome.
Fucking awesome shit, ain't it?
I know. I haven't had an outbreak since like 01.
Wow.
No, continue. What were you saying?
Daddy's just sitting there looking at you like, you son of a bitch.
But, no, since I have been with you, I have been a lot better.
About being sick all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have.
Okay, dude,
you've
I called
really
her.
Good about being sick all the time.
Yeah, I called her the other day. Oh, man.
I'm sick.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing, dude? I'm laying in bed. Why? Because I got the swine flu.
The H1N1 virus.
I never said I had swine flu. If you have any kind of STD, I will fucking cut your dick off, by the
if
way.
If I have any kind of STD, that just makes up for all the fucking times you've been sick.
Free HIV testing down there at the health department.
It ain't HIV, because my immune system, once again, invincible. So.
Invincible.
I don't think it's invincible against the HIV.
Bring it.
Bring it on,
bot. Bring on some HIV-infected hookers. I'll show you. We'll put it to the test.
Let's go to Mexico.
Woo!
Yeah! Donkey
bring
shows,
me a
botch.
HIV-infected donkey. I'll show you. Can't touch me.
We'll just go get you tested. How's that?
Nah.
Yeah.
So, after Friday's show, I did go camping. By the time I got the fucking show edited, and then I was like, fuck, I should probably post it. So then I'm like, fuck, I need to find a quote and a title. Because that's what I've been doing lately. So you guys, when you wake up in the morning, you have the show, because I posted it that night before. You just won't have all the show notes, but you'll be able to listen to the actual episode. So I did that, and by the time I got done with that, what was it, like 11:30 or 12?
No, it was only like 11 o'clock.
Because I think I left town at like midnight, I think. Because I got there at like 1, and it's about an hour drive from here by the time I got lost and
shit. I thought it was a little earlier.
I was almost just not going to go because it was so late. By the time the vagina spiders got here, it was a little later than I wanted it to be. And then by the time they left, it was a little later than I wanted it to be. And I'm like, fuck, so I called. It was Odie's birthday party. If you guys were on the Keith and the Girl cruise, you met Odie there. Or he was on a couple episodes after the cruise. So it was his birthday party. He had it up at Kookanoosa, which is this awesome fucking sand dunes and a sandy beach. I mean, it's not beach. It's
sand
and then the lake.
Is that the pictures that I saw today?
Yeah, the pictures of them rubbing clay all over
them. That was sexy.
Yes.
Yeah, thejamhole.com/pics and thejamhole.com/forums. I got pictures up in both places of the trip.
But I gotta say, his little mohawk thing.
Looking good.
He looked pretty cute.
Odie, you're a cutie.
What's up?
Looking good, Odie. So it's way up there, and you get like spotty cell phone service, which is awesome. And he emailed me directions, and I'm like, all right, this should be no problem. So I get up there, and I find the first turn I'm supposed to take, and it's pitch fucking black out there. Whoa. Like, this is, it's in the town Eureka, Montana. I don't know if you guys want to Google that or whatever.
Bump
you'll
fuck
see
Egypt.
Basically, the definition of BME. That's where Kookanoosa is at, which is awesome because it's not that crowded or anything. Like, it's a drive up there, and generally the only people that are up there are people that live there in these campgrounds and shit. which we'll get to in a moment. If you guys were reading the Twitters about someone might die tonight, someone almost did. Wasn't me, but it got pretty nuts up there. So I'm driving around, and I see the first turn, and I take it. I'm like, cool. And then I'm looking for the next road that I'm supposed to turn on. And I keep going. I don't see it. I'm like, all right, keep going. Come to a dead end. I'm like,
damn it.
And I can go left. And it says speed limit 10, which generally says this is a driveway.
Right.
But there was no, like, I will shoot you if you come in my shit type of thing. There was none of that. So I'm like, Odie, I'm lost. He's like, oh, that road I told you to turn on doesn't exist. It's actually called this road. So I'm like, cool, Odie, thanks. So I fucking back up. And it was like the second right-hand turn. I'm like, oh, Sophie Lake, there it is. So I fucking turn there. And then I'm like, driving. I'm looking for the next turn. And I'm like, huh. Then he's like, he calls me back. He's like, oh, yeah. And then the other road that I gave you directions to, that was renamed to Sophie Lake also. So you need to turn on Sophie Lake and then turn on Sophie Lake again. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? How did you find this place? Like, what the fuck?
He doesn't even know where the fuck he's at.
So I finally, and they're drinking. Like, they got up there at 4 or 5
no wonder.
That evening, and now it's midnight. It's probably 12:30 now. By
he's
the time
like, dude,
I'm looking,
just teleport for.
So he's like, dude,
beat
just
me up,
drink,
Scotty.
Just drink and you'll be here. I'm like, no, you're drinking. I'm driving. Oh right, okay. Hold on, let me see if I see you. I'm like, where are you, dude? And so I finally just, I figured it out. I don't know what the fuck I did. I think I just kept driving and I saw some campground signs and I just hoped those were them. And it happened to be, and I see
there
the bonfire. I see Odie's truck with the 2 4-wheelers. I'm like, this is going to be fucking awesome. And I get out and the first fucking, Odie's like, oh, hey, I'm glad you came out. Hugs and high fives. Like, he's wasted, and you know, we haven't hung out in a long time.
How old is
probably
he now?
Since the cruise. I think he's 23 now.
23?
Yeah, and we haven't hung out in a long time. So he's, like, totally stoked that I came out there. And then the first words out of this other kid's mouth were like, hey, can I bum a smoke? I'm like, oh,
fuck. Another like, Zach the Felon.
And I brought just enough, like, I had no money. You lent me, like, $5, and I had 4 there, and I bought Golden Graham treats and a rock star and some combos, and that was $9 to get me out there. And Odie said, you know, we got food, everything's cool once you get out here. He didn't mention that there were going to be 2 other people that smoke cigarettes that had no cigarettes up there. So now all of a sudden, my cigarettes are everyone's, and I'm like, he's like, hey, can I bum a smoke? I'm like, yeah. And then, if you guys remember a while ago, I don't remember what episode it was, but there was this kid that was here. His name was Dick.
Dilka.
Dick Dilka.
I know Dick.
I do.
Yeah.
He used to work at Dave's.
I'm very
with me.
Conflicted about this kid. I don't
he's
care
a fucking
for him.
Idiot.
Thank you. And he's the kid, we were talking about this on the show, because he was on the show, he couldn't keep his mouth shut, he was the kid that's like the puncher that always has to be touching you and shit, and I fucking hate being touched, and he's like, oh, what's up, dude, he's like, punch, and
I'm
like,
glad I didn't give you a hug
away. And then he's like, hey, can I bum one of those smokes too? I'm like, you guys came all the way the fuck out here and didn't bring any cigarettes. And Mason, he was the first kid, and, you know, we're cool and shit. I like Mason.
Yeah.
Dick, I don't like. He doesn't ever have money. He always mooches.
Yep.
I don't like that. And he's like, Mason's like, well, I had a couple packs, but Dick smoked them all or something. I'm like, you
fucking
didn't plan
faggot.
Very well, so now you guys are going to smoke all mine also. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So that happens, and we sit down, and we're all just hanging out around the campfire and shit. They're all drinking and shit. And Odie's like, look what I got. And he opens up this prescription pill bottle with this fat fucking nug of chronic weed. And which was cool because I was trying to find a bag before I left.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're all going to be drinking. I don't really want to drink beer and shit. And he did bring some Jameson, which I never even ended up drinking. But we had that weed the whole time. And, oh, my God, it was amazing. So after
was that...
that
what- the whole like covering your bodies in clay.
No, that was day two. That was the next day.
Were you guys sober when you did that?
No,
I didn't think so. Because you look pretty damn high.
We were high the whole time.
You're like, look at my sexy body.
And so I get there and we start smoking and they're all there. I see James, Moose, and a couple other guys that I didn't really know. And I'm looking around, and I'm like, where's your tents? Because I don't have a tent. I know I brought the work truck, so I'm sleeping in the fucking extended tent. I got a big fucking
fort. You got your bed.
I'm good. But I'm like, where are you guys sleeping? They're like, oh, we're all truck camping. I'm like, fucking right on, dude. All right. That's the part I hate about camping is, like, it's cool you get there, you set up your tent and shit, but then, like, the day you want to leave, it's like, I'm just going to leave this here because I don't even fucking want it. It's full of fucking bugs and shit. It's probably all wet because yeah. It gets pretty chilly. I had to wake up a couple times and start the truck, turn the heater on. Right. I fell back asleep and I woke up in the daytime and the truck was like kind of wanting to overheat because it was nice.
I hate a tent and stuff because when you're trying to sleep in your sleeping bag or whatever, you can feel the ground. Like,
well, and
it's
that's
hard
not bad
shit.
Because up there it's all sand, so it's really nice and soft. It's just once it gets cold, it gets wet, and you get wet inside, and then all your shit gets wet, and you end up getting dirt in there. But if you're in a truck, you're good.
I used to try and bring a cot with me or whatever, so I wouldn't have to be on the ground and shit. But
yeah, but then you're getting bit up by mosquitoes. Yeah.
She didn't like the sand in between her legs.
In the vagina, yeah.
In the vagina.
That'll turn anybody crabby. Turn you into a crabby patty.
Oh, man.
But so we're sitting there and just talking. Me and Odie are talking about the cruise, and he was drunk, and I'm just kind of stoned and shit. And he's just like, man, remember this? Remember this, remember that. I'm like, yeah, dude, I was totally there. Remember that? And he's like, just drunk, just like reminiscing. And the kids that were there weren't there, so they're enjoying the stories of our hijinks and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden, Odie gets like really super serious for a sec. And, you know, he's been drinking since probably they got up there, since they drove up there, you know. And he's like, Matt, I feel really bad about this, and I have to tell you. I'm like, what, dude? What's wrong? What ails your mind? He's like, right. Remember that day when I needed to get the camera tripod and you never brought it into town, you forgot? And I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry because I never got that to you. He's like, no, I got it. I came in your house and got it. He's like, but what I feel bad about is that the tripod was in your bedroom. And you guys were sleeping, and when I was in there, I totally saw Danny's tits. And I'm like, really?
What?
Yes.
That's awesome, Odie.
Yes.
You and everyone on the internet, dude, right on. He's like, dude, I felt so bad about that for the longest time, and I'm so sorry. I'm like, dude, don't even worry about it.
Yeah, to clear his conscience.
But I guess we were both sleeping. And he walked in there, grabbed the tripod, and looked over, and, like, the blanket was kind of down here. And, like,
saw some tiggle bitties.
Titties just hanging out.
Yes.
I'm like, right on, dude. He's like, yeah, and then I went and beat off in the living room. I'm like, that, Odie, that's not okay. But, you know, it's cool. You can see him. That's cool.
Wow. I didn't even know that.
I didn't either. Because
you guys were sleeping.
I was wondering where the fuck that tripod went. I was feeling bad because I thought I lost it. Like,
oh,
Odie,
my God.
I lost your tripod. He's like, dude, I saw Dana's tits. I'm like, oh, well.
He didn't even, like, leave a note or anything.
No.
Nothing. No sign.
He was so embarrassed that he seen her titties.
He
just grabbed it and ran
and
out.
He, like, we were totally laughing. All of a sudden, he just got, like, solemn. Looked
dude.
At it, and then he
like,
he,
dude,
yeah,
I've seen your girl's tits, man. I'm so,
so
sorry.
Awesome.
Well, not everyone has seen them.
Yeah, well, if you go to jamhole.com/forums, you can see them.
No, they're covered there.
Well,
he saw full on titty.
Yeah.
All right, everybody in this
over
room
and like touched him.
Everybody,
shit.
Everybody in this room, raise your hand if you haven't seen him.
Have not?
Have not?
Yeah,
seen
we've
them.
Seen him.
Yeah,
Kat's seen him.
Yeah.
So then they're talking, and they there's neighbors over in the next campsite over.
Yeah.
And I guess there was, like, this lady and their daughter and then her husband or something.
Mm-hmm.
And Mason and Dick, like, come back, and Odie comes back and shit. And I'm just sitting there, like, just smoking by myself, enjoying the stars. Like, this is an amazing place. It is, like, paradise there.
Yeah.
There's no... no light pollution, no none of that shit. Like, it's pitch black. All the stars are out. Like, we can see a lot from here, but that is way, like, 10 times better of what you can see. It's totally amazing. And then they come back and shit, and they're talking, like, that the wife of the other campsite, like, had them in their mobile home. They had a little trailer there.
Yeah.
And she was giving Mason and Odie shots and stuff, and they were like, dude, she was totally trying to fuck us. And Odie's like, I totally would have, but her husband was right outside. And so I didn't think anything of it. And then, like, 2 hours later, all of a sudden, just all hell breaks loose. Yelling and screaming and crying. And I was like, holy shit. And just leading up to that point, there was like this weird vibe on the campground all of a sudden. And I didn't know if it was from these guys or if it was from the next site over. And that's when I had little cell service there. If you follow the jamhole.com/Twitter, you saw that, like, I don't know, shit was starting to get weird. And I was like, someone might die tonight. And then all of a sudden I hear all this screaming and fighting and shit. And this went on for a good hour. And I'm high as fuck at this time, so I'm paranoid as is. Like, I don't get that paranoid anymore these days, but when shit like that starts getting on and popping, it kind of comes back and hits me, and I'm like, these are fucking crazy mountain Eureka people, and they just came out here to kill somebody and bury the body, and now something's not going right, and these guys were over there trying to fuck his wife. Oh, we're all fucked! We're all fucked, and I didn't bring my 9, and Odie's got a fucking 22! Fuck! And I'm just sitting there like, oh my god. And I'm thinking the whole time this is happening, I'm like, alright, I'm gonna dive into Odie's truck, grab the 22 into my truck, fucking slam that shit in gear, cock the fucking 22 and have it out the window while
just
I'm like,
blasting.
Just like totally going through all these different scenarios in my head of how this shit is gonna go down any fucking second now. And I'm like, I could take off into the woods, but first I gotta grab the 22. Like, every move I was gonna make involved me getting into Odie's truck somehow, grabbing the 22, and then doing something else. And
you were pretty stoned, dude.
I was so fucking stoned, dude.
Obviously.
I was high as fuck when I got... Oh, it was crazy. But I wasn't making that up. Like, they were going at it, and everyone else was just, you know, they were drunk, so they're like, should we go over there? And I'm like,
No!
They're fighting over you!
Dumbass!
Like, don't do that, dude. You're gonna instigate it even
that
more.
Is no.
And people that, you know, I've known a couple people like that that have killed some people and then ended up going and just living from campground to campground, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm totally thinking these people are, like gypsies and shit. Fucking pikies, mate. Fucking pikies,
mate.
Fuck.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to get all fucking rolled up into this thing and shit with the fucking deuce, and it's not going to end well. We're going to have to hide bodies and... I'm going to have to explain this and you know, like an hour and a half of this, and I'm just freaking out. But, you know, inside, like on the outside, I'm just staring at the stars and smoking pot. But, like, the whole time, I didn't even stop smoking. I'm just like, I think I'll dive in the truck, grab the gun, and then take off into the trees. Like, no, maybe I should grab my truck. Like, I didn't stop smoking at all, so... About an hour and a half of this goes by, and it finally kind of dies down, and then we hear the wife going, you know he loves you, talking to the daughter, I guess, because I guess he was yelling at their daughter or something, I don't know, but it was fucking crazy. Fucking crazy.
Crazy shot.
So, then the next morning, everyone, except for me, is hungover as fuck, and that's the pictures you see that are towards the beginning of the album. It's daytime. That was
everyone's
the first...
like laying down.
Yeah, and
the
dude, what the fuck's Gates? Sammy, he was like with his hands over his head. He puked like 8 times that morning.
Nice.
He's like, damn. Man, I'm not feeling good. And Mason would kept saying something like warm bloody tampons, and he would go and fucking puke, and then come back and shit. And meanwhile, everyone's, you know, still bumming cigarettes and shit. And at this time, I'm done, like, letting them roll their own. I'm like, if I'm going to survive up here, you guys, so I start rolling
Penners.
Me one and I smoke it, and then, you know, I'll give them what I don't want.
Right.
Like, it's a dick thing to do, but I'm not at the price of Rollies. It's not like I'm buying a $5 pack of Marlboros. Like, my Rollies are so expensive now. So,
dude, I bought a pack of Top the other day for $4.75.
That shit's cheap. I'm smoking Zigzag now because
that's
Drum
crazy,
is like,
man,
10 bucks a pouch. So
nuts.
If you guys got any Bally Red, I would really appreciate it. P.O. Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana 59903, because we have none. I would even pay the 10 bucks a bag if I could find some Bally.
Hey, Matt.
There's none.
Hey, Matt.
Yes.
Can I bum a cigarette?
No. Go fuck yourself. So everyone's hungover. Everyone's puking except for me. I don't think Odie or James puked, or Mason, but the Sam and the other kid puked. Oh, and that night, I was thinking we're out in the woods and shit, and I pooped that day before I left. So 'kay. I'm like, I'm good for, I can wait a couple days. I'll be all right. And I'm wondering, I'm like, man, you guys are eating chili, you guys are eating hot dogs, when are you guys going to have to take a dump? And it was fucking Dilka, the first one to take a dump. He's like, hey, hand me that shovel. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I gotta go take a dump, I'm gonna go dig a hole. And like, the whole time he like goes off and we're like, get the fuck away from the campground, dude. You're gonna, we're gonna smell that shit. He buries it like a fucking cat in this hole and shit, and he didn't go that far away, but we didn't smell it.
Yeah.
And he came back, like, with the shovel all proud, like the fucking dipshit. And it, the
I
whole
made poop.
Yeah, yeah. And the whole time, this is what I really don't like about the kid, besides that he's a puncher, he's a hitter.
He's just an idiot, dude.
That, but he's one of those kids that, you know, he knows we do this show and stuff, and he's always trying to, like, write himself a part in it. He's like, if you ever need an asshole, I'm that guy. I'm like, you were on the show once, and you were a total douche.
I hate the way he talks.
Right.
That's
so
fucking dumbass.
So annoying.
He like has but that kind of like a lisp type deal, like
kind of not that. Yeah,
not that
kinda
bad, but like his face looks funny. He's got a small chin and a big fucking forehead.
And you'll
like
see, there's pictures of him on the jamhole.com/pics. He's the one, I think it was in the army shirt. Or
yeah,
the USA
he was in
shirt
the army.
That
he
was
got
him,
kicked
yeah
out of the army.
Really? He yeah said he was done.
No, he got sure kicked out.
So, but he's the idiot kid that'll go out of his way to do something retarded in hopes that it's
someone
like
will.
He's like, so why aren't you writing that down? I'm like, because that was fucking stupid, and I don't like you anymore at all now. Like, you were tolerable before when you were just a hitter, but now you're seriously getting on my nerves with the bum and cigarettes thing and just going, like, constantly being like, you should let me come back on the show. I could do this or I could do that. Like, giving himself things to do. It's like, I would rather do it myself out of the little bit of time that I have. I would rather do more shit than have you there. Like,
right.
I don't want you in my house, for one. I don't. If he is the equivalent of Charlie. If you guys are listening to the latest Keith and the Girl episodes, he is our Charlie, basically. Only, I was never good friends with him, and I never lived with the guy. Like, those two things aside, that's what he is. He's just annoying and over the top and just, blech.
Well, I'm glad I didn't run up and give you a hug when you got home today.
Yeah, no.
He was like, what do you think he'd do if I just ran up and was like, honey, you're home, and like, hugged
dude,
him. Like,
I
don't
such
do
a fucking headache still.
Oh, dude, it looks
that
like a goose egg.
Yeah, nah. Don't touch me. So, we're all done, you know, they're all done being hungover for the most part. Hollow Peter, Moose, and Sam, they take off back to town. They're good, because they were up there that day, they stayed the night, and then they were leaving that day. I got up there, and I was going to stay till Sunday and then come back then. Odie stayed the whole time, so they leave, so now it's me, Odie, Mason, and Dick. And Mason's little dog, and you'll see, you know, there's pictures of that on there. I didn't take any video while I was there, but I just took some pictures. I was mostly personally just chilling.
Yeah.
No technology except my phone, but I was trying not to use that too much.
I did like the pictures, though.
And then, yeah, I was taking some pictures here and there. So we're all just hanging out and shit, and we're like, we should go four-wheeling. We're like, man, we should go eat first. And I don't have any money. I have, like, $4 in my account. And I told Odie that. I'm like, I would love to come, dude, but I'm broke. He's like, no, it's cool. I'll feed you. I got cash. We brought food. I'm like, dude, are you sure? He's like, yeah, just come up and party. I'm like, okay, that's fine. I can do that. So we're going to go to town to get, you know, just, we're going to hit the gas station and then get some Subway.
Yeah.
And so we're all like, all right, well, we might as well just hop in my truck because Odie's got the trailer attached to it. Mason has just enough gas to get back home. They have no money, no cigarettes. You know, they just pretty
bare
much like
minimum.
Me. But I had a full tank of gas when I left town. So
yeah.
They're like, well, we can just take my truck and shit. And I'm thinking, I don't want Dick to go. Mason, I don't mind, but Mason has the dog, and I'm sure he doesn't want the dog to stay back. So I'm like, how about the people that have money go, which is me, Odie, and then this other kid that was with Odie. And I totally forget his name right now, but he's a really cool kid. I really enjoyed hanging out with him. And so Mason's like, no, it'll be cool. And he, like, grabs his dog, which is all muddy because we were swimming at the lake.
Yeah.
This was before the mud, but they were swimming in the lake. I was just kind of chilling, so I didn't go in the water at that time.
What's a dog? A dog
gets
wet.
The dog was in the water. The dog was wet and muddy. And keep in mind, the truck is where I'm sleeping. The truck is my tent, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not letting a dog into my tent because I'm sleeping here. For two, it's my work truck, and I don't want dog hair all over the place where I have, you know, my stuff and then my work stuff, you know? So he goes to pick the dog up and put it in the truck, and I'm like, no, 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 no. He's like, what, dude? I can't just leave him here. And he gets offensive, like, instantly. And I've noticed this. This has happened a couple other times with friends of mine that have dogs. Whenever you say anything about their dog, they flip the fuck out. Like, that dog is their child. Like, they gave birth to that dog by fucking some other bitch. And that's what came out. And now that's their child. Like, I'm not even kidding. That's how they treat these dogs. And, like, you could kick my cat. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. But these people, like, you just look at their dog wrong, and they're like, they take instant offense to it.
Oh, come on. You wouldn't be upset if someone just came up and drop-kicked
Not
kitty.
Really. The cat is very resilient. I've kicked it many times. It bounces back like that. That cat is strong.
Hey.
Cal, if I can probably grab onto you and slice the shit out of you.
She loves
slices
kitty,
shit out
okay?
of me today.
I do, but lately she's been pissing me
she
off.
She has been pissing she's us
She's been getting
both
all up on the counters.
But there's no reason to kick a cat.
Well, no, but I'm making the point that's how much I just don't...
You could say something about the cat and it's not going to bother you,
I don't
you,
give
you know?
A fuck because it's an animal. It's not a human. I'm not going to kill it, and I'm not going to kill your dog, but I'm not going to let it in my fucking sleeping quarters. So he goes to put the dog in. I'm like, no. He's like, why? I'm like, dude, I don't want that dog in my work truck. I don't want the dog in where I'm sleeping. He's like, that's fucked up, dude. He's like, I can't just leave it here. I'm like, well, how about you guys just let the people that have money go and we'll be right back. You guys don't have to go. We're just going, you know, it's a 10-mile trip to town and back.
Yeah.
There's nothing you need to do there. You don't have money. You're just going for a car ride and probably to bum a couple more smokes.
Yeah.
Like, that's all, you know? So he got fucking pissed about that. And we end up leaving. And when we get back, they're gone.
Good.
They picked up all their shit, everything gone.
Good.
So I'm like, cool. Because before, we only had 2 4-wheelers. So I look at Odie, and he's kind of bummed because, you know, he's good friends with Mason, more so than I am. And I'm like, I guess we don't have a problem about the 4-wheelers now because we're going to have to take turns or ride doubles and shit. He totally started cracking it. He's like, that's true. And I have more cigarettes now. So they end up leaving, and then, you know, the rest of the time was totally just fucking chill. We had these cans of chili. And where I'm thinking you just throw them, you know, crack it open and set it on a log in the fire.
Yeah.
Odie breaks out this little fucking Coleman. It's like a propane tank with a Bunsen burner on it. I've never seen this before. And you open the top of it and you can set your can on it. And it just cooks a can of fucking soup or chili or whatever.
That would have helped back in December.
Oh, it was so fucking cool. So you're sitting there cooking chili, and they got, you know, hot dogs, and we're building big fucking fire and shit. And you gotta, you know, keep stirring the chili so it doesn't get all burned. Like, totally cooking.
Yeah.
I cooked more out there than I do here, ever, since I've lived here.
I don't think I've ever seen you cook here. Well, you cooked macaroni and cheese once because I was fucking hungry as hell.
Right.
Without milk, and the mac and cheese was crunchy.
But it was good.
It was crunchy.
For not having nothing.
We didn't have any food at all, so it was better than nothing, but it was still crunchy.
But yeah, and I was hungry. I was just munching on crackers, and you know, we had Subway earlier, but then we went 4-wheeling up and down. It's like this beautiful sandy beach, just tearing ass through all this dirt and jumping 4-wheelers and just amazing time. I would like to go back up there sometime when you have the time off. and we can go, you know, take Odie and his four-wheelers.
That'd be kind of nice.
Oh, it's so much fun up there.
I'd love to go.
But, yeah, then we jumped in the lake, finally. Like, we were sitting there, and we walked in, and you'd get to the point where it just drops off. And I took that step not knowing it, and all of a sudden my balls hit the water. I was like, whoa! Just fucking
Michael Jackson,
dude.
That bouch.
Like climbing up into my butthole and shit. My nuts were. I'm like, dude, you gotta, you know, just hang out, man. It's fine. And so we're standing there in a line. He's like, all right, on three. And he looks at me and I'm like, oh God, this is gonna be so fucking cold. It's not like I've jumped in avalanche where the snow is why there's a lake there. So it's ice cold. This wasn't that cold, but it was still fucking pretty cold. And he looks at me and I'm like, one. And I just wait, and I'm like, you can have two, dude. Like, it took us, to count to three, it took us like 4 minutes. We're just sitting there, I'm like, two and a half. Oh, God, this is so cold. He's like, is that three? I'm like, yeah, that's three, fuck. And then we all jumped in, and just, oh, it was so fucking cold.
Oh, my
it was
God.
Awesome. And then, yeah, that's when we started painting ourselves with clay. I was trying to cover my whole body.
I've seen
shit.
That.
Get a little warmer.
Pretty sexy.
Yeah, I was trying to go all black face and brown face, and it was cool. And then I saw something weird. There was this party boat, kind of. It was just a boat with a bunch of guys and girls on it, obviously just partying.
Yeah.
But it was weird. Like, Coconusa is a pretty good-sized lake. It's a reservoir. It's, like, 58 miles around. Like, it's fucking huge. It goes into Canada, up over towards Libby, where there's asbestosis, and then back to where we were, right? So we're sitting there, and this boat is, like, just kind of by the shore, but in the deep part going by, and there's these people were just going slow by the shore, making sure everyone saw that they were on a boat partying, and
like kids on Main Street.
Kind of like that, because there was one kid in particular that caught my eye, and he was fucking sexy and just rippling and brought. No, but they came by, and he had glasses on, and he looked at us and went like that, like all badass, just two fingers pointing at us, like, look at
me. Shit.
Just like, you know, like, and I've looked at Odie, I'm like, what does that mean? Like, do we wave back? I don't understand that
gesture. You should
gesture.
Just did it back. And been
that
like,
means that means I'm Canadian, eh?
Maybe they were Canadian. I didn't think of that. Maybe that's how they
say. You should just did the gesture right back.
Just like pointing two fingers, like
that's gangsta Canadians right there.
Like
for you.
Shirt off, sunglasses, bleach blonde hair, just like. Pointing at us like
you should have did it back.
But then they did that. They passed us, and you know all the girls were like, "Woo! Like, yeah, we're on a boat. We're probably gonna drown and get raped tonight." And, yeah, not in that order. Woo! And then they go to the next group of people because you know there's people all around the shore, not real close. Like we couldn't see them where we were, but you know you can hear them and shit around because it comes up and then goes in and all that shit. And they do the same thing. Like I can still see the boat. And right when he gets in front of him, the dude like points again with both hands. like I don't know what the fuck was going on, dude. I didn't know what to think of it.
Kind of blew my mind. Like, I'm partying, you're partying, what's up?
Were you smoking the ganja at this time?
Yeah, I was smoking the ganja the whole time.
paranoia, my friend.
Well, no, I was just curious because I've never... Like, I've been on boats before and I've never gone by people and been like...
I'm gangsta.
So, yeah, like, I don't know. It was just weird. Maybe it's like a college guy.
Probably.
Delta Phi Kappa something. I don't
I'm partying.
Know.
You're partying.
Yeah,
partying.
Let's point at each other because we're both partying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo! Woo! Yeah. Drinking my fucking Brodweiser and shit. I don't know. I didn't understand what he was saying to me, so... It was fun, though.
Yeah, MDSS, point the 22 back at that fool.
Shut up, man. Like, I got the deuce, bitch. What up? They're trying to imitate the on a boat video. Oh! Red Fox.
On a
that
boat.
That had to have been it.
Probably.
That had to have been it. They were just rolling around being like, on
a
boat.
Boat.
That
on
was
a
it.
Boat?
Holy shit, dude. Thank you. I totally didn't even think of that.
That is
That's
true.
Totally wow. The gesture he was... Oh, wow. What a douche. I should have just fucking took out the 22 because this little rifle. We could have put a couple holes in his fucking
been like,
boat.
I'm on a boat.
I'm on the shore, you faggot. Like, what are you doing? Let's be honest, bro. None of you guys are going to fuck those chicks because we all know you're gay, okay? Right. So you might as well pass them over here. Pass the Duce to the left, you fuck. But it was a good time all in all. We got ate some chili, fucking rode around. The four-wheelers was amazing. Like, 8 in the morning, just tearing ass, doing, like, 45 through these sand dunes and shit. Like, it's such an amazing feeling. And then the last night we were there, instead of camping at the main campground, if you go down to the beach, and you can go either left or right to go around the shores, and there's little fire pits here and there, but there's a sign that's, like, no overnight camping. I'm like, Odie, how cool would it be if we totally just camped out away from all this shit, slept on the sand under the stars and shit like that. And he's like, dude, let's do it. So we put the fire out we had going, loaded up all the shit in the back of my truck, and took it down there. They took two four-wheelers down there. We ended up driving I shouldn't be saying this, but we ended up driving my truck through the sand dunes. So I didn't sleep on the sand because I had my truck right there. So I ended up still sleeping in the truck. But Odie and the other dude, God, I can't remember his fucking name. That was gonna bug the shit out of me. But they ended up sleeping on. Actually, they were sleeping when I woke up. They were cuddled up on the rocks that made the fire pit because it was so cold for them. And I was just in the truck, totally chilling.
They didn't
warm.
Knock on your truck, like, "Hey man, let me in."
Let us in. I was like, "Nah, dude, this is mine.
It's no, my tent, box."
I would have let them in there. They could have. We could have fit three in there, not very comfortably, but
well, you
I
put
was
the back
sprawled
thing
out
down
and yeah, see, I was sprawled out in the back on the bench seats, and I had the two front seats all the way pushed up, so I had this huge cab. It was like a tent, dude. It was like a little fort. It was
it
fucking
works.
Badass.
You're a little guy.
I know. It was perfect, except that I forgot my fucking pillows. I had my two pillows, and I set them down
on the couch,
and
in the living
I left,
room.
And I even came back. Because I'm like, I should sync my iPod so I have new shows to listen to.
Right.
Totally forgot the pillows again.
Yep.
And I made it there, and I'm like, oh, man, this is going to be so comfy. I'm like, I swore I had pillows in here.
It was great,
fuck!
Too.
Fuck! Fuck me! I totally left the pillows.
It was great, too, because I came out in the living room, and I was doing something. I'm like, huh, he left his pillows. And I kind of laid down on him and
came,
took a nap.
He even came back in twice.
I totally took a nap on your pillows.
You totally hid them from me.
No.
I don't appreciate
that. They were
that.
Right there the whole time.
But yeah, and then while we were camping out on that beach part, we met a couple of guys that lived in Eureka, a couple of kids. This Indian dude, I forget his name, and then this other dude named Stets. His name was Stetson.
Stets?
He's like, you can call me Stets.
You can call me Stets,
I'm like,
dude.
All right, cool. Okay. And they're just like a couple, like, Indian redheaded white kid. Like, just the best of friends, grew up together in Eureka, you know.
Weird.
Very small town. If you guys Google Eureka, Montana, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Nothing.
So these kids are, like, you know, best friends and shit. And they come by and they see my truck there and they're like, oh, you found the spot. And I'm like, hell yeah. And they start, you know, talking. They're like, well, we're going to go take off up the beach a little bit. And I guess they've been hanging out with, there's some girls up the beach a little ways. And they made their rounds and ended up coming back and drinking with us and shit. But, like, total redneck. Like, they were funny. They were totally cool and shit. But, like, total, you've lived in Eureka your whole life. And that is sad.
My sister's pretty good looking. I know she's good in the sack. You want me to bring her on down here? Y'all can have fun with that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nobody fucks my sister but me.
And I guess you tonight, I guess. But, like, yeah, he found this fucking,
you know,
chair, like, up in the woods, and he, like, comes back with this big old fucking fold-out chair recliner thing. We're like, the fuck? He's like, you think I could keep this? I need this in my house. I ain't got no furniture. I'm like, he's like, you guys won't say nothing if I take it, will you? I'm like, it's all yours, man. I don't give a shit, dude. But, yeah, we had a good time. Then, you know, we went to sleep and woke up on the sandy beach thing and rode four-wheelers, and then it was time to go, and I made it home and fell the fuck asleep all day.
Well, yeah, you got home and I was here because I had
why were you not at work?
I didn't feel good.
Oh, you mean you were
poor
sick?
Poor baby.
Oh. Oh.
I tried to go to work and then I just
got sick. It's okay, you can say it.
Started throwing up chunks.
But I got my car back that morning, and so I was able to come home and
Nice. How's the she beast running?
P-O-S.
All right.
P-O-S.
My injectors need to be clean. That's about it. It's still a little laggy because of that, but I'll get some injector
fluid. I hate when my injectors get clogged. You know
what I mean? Right. But no, I can't. God. I was kind of taking a nap on the couch when you came in. And then you came in and you were all like, you didn't buy any soap? I'm like, no. You're like, why aren't you at work? I'm like, because I don't feel good. And then what the
of
hell?
Of course you don't.
And then what else did you nag at me about? You should have done laundry.
Or oh, like yeah, laundry. Like, I said thanks for doing laundry also, you lazy
You just
cunt.
Came home and started fucking nagging
because
at me.
Because nothing was done.
I didn't feel good. And I'm like, of course not.
Well, next time you feel good, like in a couple weeks for that, you know, 3-hour time frame, do some fucking laundry, would you?
You were just a total bitch, and I missed you so much. I'm like, you were gone for 2 days, and you come in, and all you do is bitch and nag, and you don't fucking, like, hug or kiss me, no nothing.
Because I hadn't brushed my teeth in 2 days, for
one.
But
you went and brushed your fucking teeth as soon as you
got
home.
Goddamn right I did.
And then you went in the room and didn't even fucking talk to me, and I had to come in the room and lay down with
you. Because
you
didn't do the laundry.
You didn't do the laundry.
But you fucking, you just were totally
mean to me. You could have done the laundry.
You were so mean.
That's all.
You could have come home and been like, I miss you so much, baby. I'm glad I'm home. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you called off today so I can spend the fucking day with you.
You know how the you know how the homeless do our laundry?
They don't?
Exactly.
Nice.
No, actually,
is that how you want to live? You want to live like homeless bums?
Do you want to live like that?
Because we could do that. I could stop paying rent. We could totally do the homeless bum thing.
Oh, man.
Hey,
you guys could move into where I am.
Oh, that would be sweet.
Not
do they have
really.
Internet there? Save me another fucking bill.
I do laundry all the time. You shut
yours?
Your
actually, yeah.
Yeah, tell them about that.
Because you never have that much to wash.
That's right, because
I
leave a small... I leave a small carbon footprint because I care about my earth.
Okay, dude.
I can't
help it. So she's going, what should I wear today? And she pulls out these pants that have like fish guts and barbecue sauce on them. I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, I was just like, I need a different pair of pants. And I'm like, I could wear these. And I hold them up and they've got the fish blood on them and barbecue sauce.
I'm like, nah, dude. I'm not going anywhere
He's like,
with
you know
you
what?
Like that.
I know you. You will wear the same pair of fucking barbecue
for 3 days
pants
in a row.
For like four. I'm like, I looked at them. I'm like, yeah, those ones right there 4 or 5 days. No, but you could have came home and not been such a naggy
well,
fucking
I was very,
girl.
I was very tired. I was hungry. I was all out of cigarettes. I was just, and then I come home and the house is just it, like you didn't do
the way
shit.
You left
you
it.
Didn't take the trash out. You didn't do the dishes. You didn't buy soap. You didn't fucking do the laundry. Like, I expected you that you were going to just be sitting here bored that maybe you would have done something. And then
I
got home
working
on top of all
of
that, and then I saw that, and I was just like, you know what? Who cares? Whatever. That's why.
God, I'm going to go brush my teeth and go to sleep.
That's right. And that's what I did.
Ha.
And then we woke up, and then what did we do? We fucking did it.
God, yeah. Right.
Actually,
did we?
Truth be told, I was pissed that you were here because the whole drive home, I was getting excited.
You're
gonna
use
I was
that
like,
fleshlight,
yes,
weren't you?
Yes. And then I get home and you're here, and I'm like, fuck! No joy.
Can't
fuck!
Break her in.
Just
why couldn't
pissed.
We just? You, I want to use it. On
no,
you.
Because the first time I use it, it's gonna be me and that thing, and that's it. Yeah.
I want to be there.
Work more.
I want to see if it works.
Yeah, of course it works.
I want to see how it works. I want to watch
like this.
It works the same way you work.
Jesus.
No, not quite.
But with less
me.
Nagging and it doesn't get sick all
you
the time.
You nag more than I
because
do.
Because it's made of antimicrobial fucking shit.
You nag more than I do, and you
I
know
think
that.
So.
Yeah, no, you
it's because
do.
I do everything. Because
you're a girl.
It's because I do everything.
What? You don't do everything.
I do it all.
Whatever.
What do you do?
I do everything.
Let's start it. What do you do?
Name one. Who bought you cigarettes?
What did you do today?
For you?
What did you do
what?
Today?
No, who bought you cigarettes?
You bought me a pack of five. How many cigarettes have I bought you?
So?
Exactly.
Same thing.
Next. What? That's no point for you. That's for sure.
Who it's buys you food when you're like, I'm hungry. Bring home food.
You, then
and
you
I barely
cook.
Have any cash. No, yeah, but I still gotta pay for it.
No, yeah, once in a while. Not as much. Who feeds you all the time?
Me.
At Anna's. When we first hooked up, I fed you every fucking
day.
No, I
got free food from there before you.
Oh, right.
I did. Ask Chris.
Because you suck Chris's cock.
No.
Now you're not doing that anymore. Who brings home the food? Not you. Thank you.
Oh, shit.
Hey. Hey.
Can I tell you something?
No.
What?
I love you.
Yeah.
No.
I can't wait
no,
to watch this car crash video.
Oh, man. See your car get fucked up.
I know. I'm very looking
you
forward
don't get
to it.
Whatever. I hate you.
Red Fox says, the fleshlight doesn't do the laundry either, though.
Yeah.
That's true, but the fleshlight doesn't get sick or talk.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
two big fucking tings right
thank
there.
Thank you.
But it doesn't have cool muscles that move and all that.
You don't know.
Stuff.
It's got a cool
exactly.
little suction thing you can
exactly.
adjust. Huh?
Yeah.
You don't have a cool little suction thing you can adjust. Man.
Bet you my twat feels a lot better than that.
Really?
I bet it does.
I bet you.
Oh, shit.
If I did a blind taste test, well, I'm not going to
taste
it. Obviously, that would taste better than your sweaty fucking twat. But I'm going to put a blindfold on. See, that's a joke.
Oh,
I'm
going to
put
God.
A blindfold on, and you'll guide me. One will be your vagina, and the other one will be the fleshlight. And we'll see if I think number one or number two feel better.
If you say the fleshlight,
it's blind.
I'm leaving
that's
you.
That's not my fault. I can't help it. It's not my fault.
But the fleshlight is not near
you better
as
be
fun.
Like, this is the one that feels better.
Yeah, well, you can't bury your fucking face in the fleshlight's neck
Bull
and go,
shot.
Oh, baby. Oh, my God.
I got a pillow.
Yeah, okay, the fleshlight doesn't slap your ass either.
I got hands.
Or lick it.
Or
I'm working on my yoga flexibility also. Actually, lately I haven't had to. It's been kind of cool. Except that I feel bad because I'm like, God damn it. She's like mentally making notes that like, all right, that's one yomi. That's two yomi. And
three.
Then I'm like, it gets to a point where it's like, I don't even want this. Why am I being debt? Fuck you.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Oh, shot.
Oh, man.
Let me tell you how people in Iowa argue, okay?
All right.
I used to do this with an ex of mine, and we almost died a couple of times. This one is called Iowa Man Grabs Wheel, Crashes During Quarrel.
Nice.
Des Moines, Iowa. Police said they arrested a Des Moines man after he reportedly lost his temper with his bitch wife while they were traveling on Interstate 235, wrenched the wheel from her, and sent the car careening off the road.
You dumb bitch!
I know! Don't argue when I'm driving, bitch! Who else learned that lesson the hard way? Fucking Rihanna! She got fucking punched the fuck out in the car.
She got fucking curb stomped.
That's right. You don't fucking... You don't drive a car and then be like, now's a good time to start an argument.
No.
And she used to do that shit on the highway. Oh, yeah, well, I'll just jump out. And, like, every time she said that, I wanted to be like, fucking do it then. And then unlock the
door. Open the door and I'll push your ass out.
I know that she fucking would have just to be like, I told you I would. Just to like, you're in the hospital now going, I told you I would on fucking oxygen.
Which
and
one
shit.
Is that?
I'm not going to say.
No?
No.
She listen?
No.
Bet she does.
Officer said Saturday night that a 26-year-old man was charged with domestic assault and
domestic.
Was being held at Polk County Jail. His 41-year-old bitch wife suffered minor injuries in the incident. Officer said the couple apparently... got into a verbal quarrel, which escalated when the man began kicking the windshield and snapped the rearview mirror.
Nice.
Off. Nice.
Bitch, I'm going to drive us into a tree if you don't shut the fuck up.
Kicking the windshield? Like, this
what?
Is your car too, bro.
Yeah.
That's bad news. Officials said the man then grabbed the wheel, which caused the car to veer off the road and hit... a cement wall.
Oh, nice.
Then
nice.
Struck a small tree. That's it for that
wow,
story.
That
that's
nice.
So awesome, though, that, like, you women have this thing, guys. Am I right or am I right? And they
oh,
just get
definitely.
You
most
so
definitely.
Pissed that you don't care. I know I'm in this car.
Bitch, I'm going to kill myself and you at the same
that's
time.
How,
shut the fuck up.
Yes, that's how pissed you're getting me right now. I know I'm going to have to pay for that windshield that I'm kicking out, but I don't care because that's how mad you made me. That's what women do.
God, women.
Don't be that woman.
Don't.
Danny. Don't be that woman. Let me show you which one you should be.
Fleshlight.
This one is called So the Honeymoon is Over.
Uh-oh.
A Polish couple living in Germany fell out after tying...
What?
Fell out after he had sex with her for the first time and discovered that she had fell out.
Oh, God.
Lapsy. After tying the knot and decided to end their marriage on the same day.
What?
There's your beautiful sanctity of marriage fucking...
I will not have sex till I get married, and then I found out my husband's my husband.
That sucks.
My wife is my husband. Oh, shot.
And this is what gay people want, that we're like, no, gay people can't do it because you'll soil our beautiful thing. Our beautiful thing that you get married to forever and then get divorced on the same day. Nice,
great.
Guys, nice. Quote, he said he never wanted to see her again and wanted an immediate annulment. And
fuck,
she said the same thing. What do you think? She had a dick.
Why?
She had a bigger dick than him.
That's got to be it.
That's got to be it.
Why else would, like, unless you save yourself for marriage.
Which nobody does
which
anymore.
Which is dumb.
Stupid.
You don't
You need
go,
to know what you're going to have.
How are you going to buy a car without test driving it?
I was just right. going to say, you don't go
fuck,
to the lot
man.
And be like, I'll take this one. Let's go. Like,
right.
No, you got to fucking.
And you know it's a used car to begin with.
Well, sex isn't that important in our relationship.
Bullshit.
Bullshit. Bullshit. Sex is important. And if your guy says it's not, he's a fucking liar.
Fucking lying.
Sorry, guys, but
from somewhere else.
Sorry, guys, but yeah, it's time to be honest here.
Fuck yeah, man.
Be honest with these bitches. If they're not pleasing you, someone is.
Exactly.
That's just how it goes. Quote, he said he never wanted to see her again. Right after the civil ceremony, the 50.
Hey,
not a good year for 50-year-olds.
No. Like, this last week has been shit for them.
I know. Just watch out. That's all I'm saying. If you're 50, just stay home, man.
My dad's 52.
Well, he might be all right.
He's past that.
This
he's
is like
that.
Fucking Final Destination 5, Revenge of the 50-year-olds. Like, everyone that's 50 is on death's list, and it's just, like, marking that shit down.
Nice.
Like, watch out, guys. The 50-year-old man began arguing with his bride and tried to cut her hair with a kitchen knife.
I would have cut that bitch's throat.
I would have maybe taken her to a barber first, and then if she was like, no, then, you know, I would... The kitchen knife should not be the first thing. It should be a last resort.
Last resort?
Right.
Okay.
Red Fox says a similar car crash fight happened in Milwaukee, except the fighting couple hit a motorcycle and killed a guy.
Well, son of nice. A botch.
See, women, your bitchiness is killing people. It's killing people. Is that what you want? Be nice.
Seriously?
The accident occurred shortly before noon Saturday on northbound Highway 45 near Mayfair Road and shut down the highway for several hours. A 27-year-old Milwaukee woman who was arguing with her 29-year-old husband lost control of her car, struck an SUV, and then struck Perkins's motorcycle. The investigators recommended that the couple, who were hospitalized with injuries, be charged with homicide by negligent operation of a motor vehicle.
Can I just say this? There was another story around here. Of,
I thought you were going to say bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. So lick on these nuts and suck. Okay.
No, there was another story around here about this 18-year-old kid that got struck by a SUV or a truck or something over this past weekend. Now, if you're the person that hit that fucker and killed him.
Uh-huh.
High five.
Turn your fucking self in, you son of a bitch.
Not high five. Totally not.
You fucking
turn
drunk son of a
in.
Bitch. Turn your fucking self in and deal with reap what you sow,
so,
you bitch.
An S here locally?
Yeah, locally. Hit an 18-year-old kid, killed him, drove off, left his ass in a ditch, and he died
really?
Of major head trauma.
Like,
that's
he might have
up.
Had a
turn
chance.
Turn your fucking self in, you son of a bitch.
That's crazy. He might have had a chance if they would have
taken. He might have had
him.
A chance if they would have stopped and they would have called the cops and said, hey, look, this guy came out in front of me, or I lost control, or some bullshit like that.
Yeah,
whatever the fucking story was.
You know they were drunk. You
yeah,
know
they were
probably,
fucking drunk.
They were probably a person of office,
oh,
perhaps.
Oh, yeah, some shit. Some
something.
Shit.
Because it takes a lot, because that's, like, these roads are dark at night.
Yeah.
And sometimes people
but this
get
was,
hit
this,
on the
this
roads.
This was the middle of the fucking day, dude.
Oh,
this
really?
Was the middle of the fucking
oh, wow.
day that they hit this kid and then just drove off and let him there to die.
That's fucked
fucking
up.
Assholes, turn yourself in so you can get the fucking electric chair.
Yeah, I don't think
what
they
the
would
fuck?
Do that, but that's some messed
yeah.
up junk. Why? Yeah, I don't know. You know you fucked up when that happened.
That shit just pissed me off seeing that shit. I'm sorry that I got so excited, but seriously, you're going to fucking kill somebody. Own up to it, you little fucking little bitches.
No shit.
Don't just fucking run from the cops and trash this girl's car. Like, own up to that shit. Take your fucking licks and... Oh, wait. We're talking about two
different things. Oh, yeah, yeah. We're talking about
the
thing there.
Wrong SUV. Sorry.
Right. Sorry. Yeah, wrong SUV.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, dude, I got another funny thing.
So, okay, let me finish this.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
So, 34-year-old woman called police who issued the man with a restraining order, which he readily accepted. She's like, I'll get a restraining order. Good, because I don't want you. Well, good, I don't want you. Why did we even get married? Like, I don't understand
that. Why did
that.
They start to hate each other? What happened?
Two attempts at a rapprochement later that evening by telephone ended in more shouted exchanges before the man went to spend his wedding night in a local shelter for homeless people.
Wow.
Well, that's what you get for marrying a homeless guy.
That's, like, who I saw at the homeless shelter.
You know the saying, you can't make a hoe a housewife, you can't make a homeless guy a husband. Like, it goes both ways. I don't know if you know
that. Hey, ladies, if you're out there and you want to take care of me, you can make me a husband, okay?
Yeah. He's learned his lesson.
I'm learning my lesson
right
here.
So why did they want to break up after the wedding? Does it even
because they fucking hated each other? I don't know.
Then why would you even get married? That's
because
ridiculous.
People are fucking idiots. Because retards. You're 50, she's 34, you're like, man, I ain't got much time left, better have some kids, and then you she's do dumb thing. It was probably a match.com thing, and
probably
it blew up in his face. That's sad. So what were you gonna say?
Oh, dude, I was trying to come out here for Friday's show, and I said, hey.
It's good that you didn't.
I know, probably.
It was so packed, dude.
Yeah,
Holy shit.
I bet that.
Holy shit.
But just to emphasize this, all right, I asked these people at the homeless shelter. I said, hey, look, because I got a 10 o'clock curfew, which is fucking great.
Nice.
Love it. It's still fucking daylight out when I have to be in. You know, like I'm a
Why
fucking
do they do that?
Old.
Just to give you some sort of structure?
Yeah, some structure, and motherfuckers don't go out and drink. Oops.
Right.
But no, they said, oh no, you got to be in by 10 o'clock.
I can see them want you to be in at a good time so
exactly.
You can try and get a job and take yourself up. They don't want people living there forever and just going out partying and coming back and having a free home.
Yeah, I can see that. Exactly. But I said, hey, look, guys. I said, you know, this is before I knew that the band was going to be on and stuff that night. And I said, hey, look, guys, you know, I'm trying to do something. I got this video. I have to, you know, I have to fulfill what I said I was going to do for these people. And they said, oh, well, give me the website. And I said, oh, yeah, all right. I said the jamhole.com. So they look it up. And they seen something that you wrote. The business people in business that are in the higher ups are usually the most scummiest.
That was
which
the
is the absolute fucking truth.
That's awesome. That was the
okay?
quote for the last.
But they got so fucking offended.
Really?
She goes, "Well, you tell that to my husband who puts a bed in, have you sleep in a bed and puts food in your stomach." I said, "Bitch, this shit ain't meant for you."
That's not, apparently.
You
I'll
dumb
you
fucking
what.
Cunt.
It's not directed towards anyone in particular
exactly.
at all.
No, what were we talking about? What was that was the quote?
I remember.
Oh,
it.
Dude, you should have seen her face, though. It's like, you know, somebody fucking took a brick and just smashed her in the face with it.
Like,
know?
I just called your god totally fake
exactly.
or something.
Exactly. These people are fucking, oh
I
my god,
I try to tell
nuts.
Everyone that the show was not meant
oh,
for
that's
everyone.
When, yeah, okay, I remember that.
You,
that
do
was
you
when
see
we
it
were
now?
Talking
yeah.
about. Yeah, that was episode 209,
oh,
Racist
Robots.
Oh,
dude, you should have seen her fucking face, dude. It's like I said, someone smashed her in the face with a brick. No, we're not going to allow you to do that. You have to be in by 10. If you can't be in by 10, then you just can't do it.
That's awesome.
Fuck you,
that's,
cunt.
Yeah, that's totally when no, we were talking listen. About Mark Sanford, the governor, and how he was cheating on
yeah,
his wife
yeah,
and how people
exactly.
in those positions are usually total the fucking scumbags.
Scumbags.
I'm not saying that owners of a fucking
homeless
shelter are scumbags. You're not pulling in $250,000 a year,
no,
obviously.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm talking about these
federal
fucking corporate fat cats and all these fucking high-ups that are out cheating on
exactly.
their wives with their secretaries. It's usually the ones that are up there in these professional places that are like that. That's what I was talking about. What a fucking dumb bitch.
What a dumb bitch.
You're a dumb bitch, but dumb thanks bitch. For giving them a place to stay.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Well, I got one more story here. We'll do some fuck my lives, and then we'll get out of here.
Fuck
this
my
is
life.
This is amazing. This comes out of Pennsylvania. This one is called "Mother Charged with Changing Daughter's Grades."
What?
Right? Like, a high school secretary illegally changed grades in a school computer system to improve her daughter's class standing,
wow,
according to criminal charges. Someone should have told her that, like, no matter what grade you change it to, she's still a fucking idiot.
She's still
like,
a dumbass.
If you give her D an A, she still doesn't know how to read. Like, right. You're just...
That's must have
dumb.
Been in Texas.
Must no, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania. Pennsylturkey.
Yeah, exactly. Caroline Maria McNeil of Huntingdon is accused of using the passwords of three coworkers without their knowledge to tamper with dozens of grades and test scores between May 06 and July 07 at Huntingdon Area High School in Central PA. So if you went wow. to that school between those years... You're probably not as smart as your report card said
you're
you were.
Probably right. not as smart as you think you are.
Right. Does that make sense now when you go to work your first job at the gas station and, you know, you are a straight A student, but you don't know how to ring
work
people
yeah.
up for shit?
You don't know how to work a cash register.
What are these weird symbols on this keypad thing? I don't understand.
What is this button?
They're not letters. They're, I don't know. There's nine of them, and then there's a zero? That's
what?
Zero.
What?
What's the point for?
I don't get
that.
What's the point? McNeil 39 is alleged to have improved her daughter Brittany's grades and reduced those of two classmates.
Oh, shit!
She's
like, I don't
scheming,
like
conniving,
you.
Conniving, scamming bitch.
That is effed. She did that to enhance Brittany's standing in the 08 graduating class. Holy fuck.
Wow.
That's fucked up.
That's, wow. I didn't read that.
I wish she was my
all
mom.
All I saw was that you changed grades and that was it. And then I had the joke about it's not making her smarter. And that was all I brought. But, wow, man, that is some scumbaggy shit.
She just wanted to make her daughter look better than the other little sluts.
The valedictorian. Yeah. Even though your daughter's a little slut with the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing, man. Holy fuck.
Lowered their grades?
School officials corrected the grades before the students graduated. The attorney general says the case involves, quote, a serious violation of the public trust. Quote, our citizens depend on people in public positions, including school employees, to protect the safety and security of these records and not use confidential information for their own benefit. But since people are total scumbags, that will happen. McNeil was charged with 29 counts of unlawful
Holy
use
shit.
Of a computer and 29 counts of tampering with public records. Each count is a third-degree felony, punishable by a maximum of 7 years in prison and $15,000 fine.
She'll
Holy
get probation.
Shit.
That is fucking
And she'll get
crazy.
Probation? Is that what you just
she'll
said?
She'll get probation.
Probably. In all, McNeil is accused of altering nearly 200 scores and grades covering four school years.
That's fucked up.
That's crazy. It sounds like it was Brittany's whole high school career, and they didn't realize it till the very end, probably when she started lowering other
yeah.
kids'
now,
grades. That's
I wonder,
when she fucked up. You got greedy,
yeah.
bitch. You got greedy, and you got caught.
I wonder if she told her daughter about it, though.
That she was doing
that
it?
She
yeah,
was doing
maybe.
It. I wonder
yeah,
if she that's... told her daughter, or she just made let her daughter think
if
she was
just,
a fucking genius.
She just saw and was like, God, that's my daughter? What an idiot.
What do you
like,
think
I'll just
that...
switch this and here.
What do you think the teachers thought, though? Because the teachers are giving her these grades.
Yeah, she's like, she didn't get no fucking
yeah.
C+.
Dude, I fucking failed that bitch.
Dumb
what do you
as
mean,
a box
B?
Of rocks,
yeah,
man.
Dude.
Fuck. The situation came to light in October 07 when an employee of the high school guidance office discovered conflicting SAT scores for Brittany. She scored a fucking 1,000. Meanwhile, it said she scored 2,000.
Dude, huh. You get 800 points just for spelling your name right.
That's right. I think that's an urban myth.
Yeah.
Is it? I don't know.
I
never took
no
them.
Idea.
No, I took them and I scored in the top 2%.
I got my GED before I could spell GED.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yay.
I graduated at 21 years old.
congratulations for you. That's why you don't read stories.
That's right.
Scores provided.
I can read stories, you jerk.
You just have to read them and memorize them.
No, I read a couple that. What was
How
the,
many
that,
times
the
did you
things?
Read it?
No, I didn't read it that much.
You read a couple times.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's okay. You do good. Scores provided directly by the College Board showed a cumulative score of 1370, while an unknown source had previously entered 1730. Oh, so she just switched the 3 and the 7. And, yeah, that is it. Further investigation revealed that the data had been entered from Caroline McNeil's computer starting more than a week before SAT scores for other students were entered.
You botch.
You dumb fuck. How did you get that job? Like, if you're going to tamper with some shit like that,
be smart, dude.
Oh, my God. Fucking idiots.
I would have
fucking went to someone else's computer that was logged on or used their login, not from my computer.
Right, yeah.
You're an idiot.
Do you not watch movies?
You deserve
at
your
all?
Retarded fucking daughter and their retarded fucking genes that you passed on to her. It's your fault she's so retarded. Quit drinking so much. You fucking idiot. Are you Michael Bay's mother? For fuck's sake.
All right.
Actually, before we get out of here, I lied. I want to talk about the movie. The fuck was it called? No. That was the other movie we saw. We watched Angels and Demons, and then we watched No. The one with Nicolas Cage in it.
Ah, yeah.
That was fucking cool.
It was called No?
Yeah, K-N-O-W. No. Or Knowing.
Oh, okay.
I think it was called No. No or Knowing. I don't know. But anyway, basically the idea of the story is that there's this girl back in the 50s, and they're burying this time capsule thing, and this girl, like, people are whispering to her, but she doesn't know what the fuck is going on, and she's just writing down all these weird numbers, and the teacher is like, you know, I asked you all to draw a picture of what the future's gonna look like. To put in the time capsule. Uh-huh. Meanwhile, Lucinda, this weird chick, you know, she's like, what grade was it? Like third or fourth grade?
Fourth, little kids.
She's drawing on this piece of paper just all numbers.
Shit ton of numbers.
Just numbers. And the teacher's like, time's up, and she's still going. And basically, I'm probably going to give it away, so if you guys don't want to know, now would be a good time to stop. But it's a good movie.
I'm plugging my ears.
Basically, the numbers comes out, and Nicolas Cage's son ends up being the one that gets that envelope, because all the kids' pictures are in envelopes. He gets that one, and he's like, this is weird, and Nicolas Cage is like, wow, that's weird, and he's an astrophysicist, and he starts looking at these numbers, and he's like, they're dates.
Yeah.
And so he's looking up dates, and they
every
correspond.
Every single one match with a catastrophe.
That happened.
And it shows the number of casualties.
I've seen the previews to that for a while now.
Really awesome movie. But what I just wanted to mention is that at the end, like, you know how a lot of movies nowadays, they'll end and you'll be like, holy shit, it builds up and it builds up. And you're like, how the fuck are they going to explain this? And it ends up copping out where it's like, oh, it was all just a dream or some faggy bullshit like that. Like, they ended it and explained it.
Yeah.
And most of the people, they died.
Nice.
Bravo.
Nice.
Michael Bay, take notes. That's how you do a fucking movie. And it wasn't 2.5 hours long, you faggot.
Best explosions?
Best.
I've seen in a while.
Best apocalyptic catastrophes.
Oh, my God.
The airplane, the jumbo jet,
the subway.
Oh, man.
So what you're telling me is
awesome.
Fuck Transformers. Go see this.
Fuck Transformers. Yes. And no, I don't even think it's in the theaters. I don't know.
Really?
I don't know. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us for episode number 211. We will be back Wednesday night for number 212. Until then, 406-204-4687. Leave us a message. Please send me some bally, motherfucks. P.O. Box 3652, Calispell, Montana 50903. Email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our site. And thejamhole.com/store. Buy my rap. It's good. Keith said so. We'll talk to you guys later.
Zach the Felon Twitter. Twitter me, Zach the Felon.
You got a Twitter?
He does.
Yeah, dude.
You twat now? Do you have a cell phone?
Twat, twat.
No, he doesn't have a phone.
No, I go to the library, dude. I go to the library.
You tweet from the library?
I tweet from the library.
Oh, man. What's the address?
Actually, Z-A-C underscore the T-H-A. Underscore
T-H-A
T-H-A gangsta motherfucker.
You fucking nigger.
He's following me,
Zach the Felon.
He's
following thejamhole.com/Danny. So you'll find it. We'll talk to you guys later. Goodbye.
Alright, peace.
Later.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.